Yo, drive me out. Yo, you good? Yo.
It's only about 8 o'clock at night. It's supposed to snow throughout the night. We got the cars out. We got the Cybertruck ready to go for the snow. And we got the Aventador. We'll see how this does in the snow. It is four-wheel drive, which means all of the wheels are gonna drive and traction control and stuff. So it could do really well. And I have actually taken it off-road and drifted it around in the grass. And it did surprisingly well. So. I'm excited to see if that thing does great in the ice or not. I think the Cybertruck will crush it. And we also have the monster trucks and everything else. So if we get a blizzard tonight, we can literally test anything. In preparation for the freezing cold temperatures we're gonna receive, we gotta get the house prepped. Here's the problem, guys. It's 66 degrees in my room and I've been running the heat all day. If we lose power or something tonight, my room is gonna be absolutely freezing. I have a thermal camera to show you just how much cold air is coming in. Check this out. You can see the door. The carpet is red and warm. But underneath the door, you can literally see it spilling in as if it's like a water leak underneath. Check that out, guys. And the Teamer house is made of glass, so it's not really built for cold weather that well. So check out what I did. This is my project. I found some tape. We taped up all the seams, and there's even holes that we had to cover because they were all leaking air. So I just went door by door and literally taped it up. That is such a crazy sight to see palm trees and snow. We got another snow update in the middle of the night. It's still snowing and I gotta drive around the property and go for a ride. Oh, look at the accumulation. I can't believe it. We were literally getting inches. Oh my goodness. That was like frozen shut. Let's see if she'll start in the cold. Yes. Oh! We are exploring the Teamer house, the whole property in snow. This is so cute. Oh, that's full brake. We are sliding. Oh, it's icy. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Okay, we gotta be careful, guys. It's icy. We just literally hit a bush. Go nice and easy down the driveway now. Oh, there's some tire tracks. Oh, somebody already dips donuts right here. I bet that was Matt. Insane out there, so I feel like I need to seize the night. While it's still crazy and the roads are shut down, we gotta take the snowmobile out, drive around town, maybe go on the highway, and overall just have a blast, because this is like once in a decade, maybe even a lifetime experience. So let's go have some fun.
Well, we found the snowmobile and it's officially midnight. We got inches of snow on the ground, so we gotta see if this thing's gonna start. It normally drives on the water. So let's see if this thing will even turn on. Oh, that's a really good sign. I was worried she wasn't gonna start.
Here we go, leaving the Team Bar garage on a snowmobile out on the street.
It may never snow again, so I'm taking the opportunity to drive this snowmobile on the road, down the highway, and of course, we gotta stop at Matt's house.
We had an awesome snowmobile adventure tonight. Now it's time to get some sleep, go to bed, and see what this all looks like in the morning.
It's official. We got hit with snow here at the Teamer house, which is super rare. I never thought I'd see this much. And the first thing I'm noticing is I left the Lambo out last night and it got completely covered in snow.
And I know that sounds kind of crazy because they're super expensive cars, but they are just like kind of finicky and fragile. So
let's just see what happens by dusting this thing off. I'm a little bit worried about like the frozen ice on here. I guess some of it's just powder snow, but some of it is actually ice. And I'm wondering if that's gonna like hurt the paint at all, but looks like it's doing okay.
We are currently like negative 20 degrees below the average for this time of year. Now let's see if the door opens. It is electronics. If the battery's dead, this won't work. Oh, uh-oh. Okay, so the window's coming down.
It might just be frozen? Is there that much ice freezing the door shut? Maybe it's this? Should I just force it? There it goes. Yes. Okay, it probably was just frozen. That's a good sign.
We have power. So now let's just see if this thing will start.
Warning, ice road. Well, let's just start this thing up and see what happens. If it starts, come on. Good, 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 good. Go, go, go. Look at all these malfunctions.
Okay, the engine's kind of sounding weird. I don't know if it's just because it's so cold, but that was a cold start. It had troubles kicking up.
Well, let's see what happens if we try to put this thing into drive. Manual mode. Oh, okay, she's driving. It seems like it's doing great, honestly. So the door didn't get stuck. We have tons of warning lights and new warnings that I literally don't even know about. So please comment down below what TSU or TCU was. No idea what that is, but that's malfunctioning. The gearbox is malfunctioning. This is now malfunctioning. But either way, I gotta move this thing out of the snow. So we at least need to take it into the garage. But I think while we're out, we might as well go rip around in the snow and see how she does. This might be a bad idea, but we're gonna drift the Aventador Lamborghini S in the snow. The streets and maybe even take it out to the field that's completely caked in ice. So let's keep having fun. Let's do this thing. Off-roading a Lamborghini. Woo! Brake test. Oh, that is full brakes and we just slid. Oh, the kids are, they must have a snow day. That is so rare for this area. Let's see what they say. This is so exciting. Snow days were always my favorite. Hi.
I always love meeting Team R fans. If you guys ever see me in public, make sure to come up and say hi.
The Aventador is crushing in the ice, and the next thing I gotta take out is the snowmobile out to the motocross track. It's gonna be an absolute dream now that the motocross track is covered in snow to be able to ride motocross with the snowmobile. I'll never have another opportunity like this again. I'm really tempted to hit this downhill double. And a double means that you take off and then there's no dirt in the middle. So you have to fly and clear the gap. Make sure you land there, because if you don't, the consequences are dire. You'll just hit a wall and that would just be really bad. So I'm not sure I wanna do that. I did break my arm out here. So I might take it easy today, but I might try the big uphill tabletop. I can't believe I'm hitting jumps out here. Snowmobiling at the Team Run house. This is literally living the dream. I just found a beautiful patch of untouched snow. So I'm gonna try a crazy burnout in the Aventador and see what happens.
Here we go, 3, 2, 1.
I just crashed this thing. Okay, I was not expecting that. That was such a dumb idea. Okay, I skidded off. I turned traction control off, and of course it started to skid on the ice, and I just crammed it into this berm. Okay,
this is so dumb.
I wonder if there's any damage to the car. I kind of hit pretty good. It kind of jolted the car. Oh no, it is like buried in the dirt. Okay, this is not good. Shoot, I need to call Matt.
Hey.
Hey, are you in today?
Yeah, I'm in the garage.
Oh, okay. I just crashed the Aventador.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah. I did a burnout and then slid and hit the, like a dirt berm.
Okay, I'm coming down.
Yep.
That doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look like a good place to park it.
No, it doesn't.
I was in there and I heard, and then silence, and then my phone rang and I was like, ooh, that's probably not a good thing.
No, it's not good.
Did you break your car?
I crashed it into the berm. We had to push it out.
Oh,
Well, I did a burnout and I took it too aggressive.
I guess we're all crashing in the ice today, but one last thing on my bucket list is to take this thing out into the snowy field.
No, you're not.
And Ripple, I can't crash out there. There's more space.
You're gonna crash it again. It is so cold out today. And for some reason, Carter thinks it's a good idea to take his $500,000 Lamborghini out into the snow. He's already crashed once today, and now he's pushing his luck, and he's gonna try to do it again. Look at the lake is completely frozen. So cold out. This car that he's driving is worth more than like everything I own put together, and he's just driving it through the woods, and then he's gonna go do donuts in the middle of the field full of snow, and he's gonna crash it. I don't understand.
This is a 2017 Lamborghini Aventador S. The sticker price on it was $495,500, so almost $500,000, but it's four-wheel drive, so I don't know, let's have some fun with it, why not? Ryan, I'm literally drifting my Lamborghini in the backyard of my house in a record snowstorm. This is literally, I can't stop. I have to do a little more.
Right. Hey man, it's up to you. It's your car. But I think you're pushing your luck. This is a bad idea.
Where we sit right now, this is way too close because there's like a little edge, trees, and ice.
If he's not careful, this Lamborghini could go in the lake.
Hey, we are moving sideways, uphill right now. Oh, that was so sick. Turn right to go left, if you know what I mean. That's cars right there. Was that sick or what?
Yeah, it was cool, but can we just like wrap it up?
Yeah, one more idea.
No, dude, you almost went in the lake.
I'm getting better at drifting, I'm good.
Let's just stop for the day, it's good.
One more time.
You got enough stuff.
No, for the vlog, Team Roar.
Dude, you're...
Rare and ridiculous. Push the limits. One more thing, I promise. Just follow me.
Where's he going?
He's driving through the mud now.
So, a lot of you already probably know this. Matt is our resident mechanic and fix-it everything guy. Matt,
yep.
How good or bad is this for that car?
All I know is I'm going to be fixing something.
All you know is that he's going to break it, and yeah. I'm going to fix it.
Oh, it is icy here for sure. Oh! Shoot. Okay, I'm having trouble staying on the trail. This is so bad. Whoa.
Yo, drop me out.
Oh my gosh. We just crashed. Oh my god. We literally just crashed.
Yo, you good? Are you okay?
Oh my gosh. I think I just totaled the Aventador. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay.
You sped off.
Shaken up, but look at this. I literally hit the tree. Look
how bad that is. Yeah, it's not good.
Goodness.
Oh. I think your finger's bleeding.
Oh, yeah, it is actually. I must have hit something.
Ew.
I hit pretty hard. It didn't feel good, but I'm okay. But I did get that. I don't know how, probably hit the dashboard or something.
Look at all the brush. It ran through all these trees, branches and debris all over the car. The front is wedged in that bush. It's all tangled. This is completely caked. I hit this tree. The whole bottom is scraping the ground. Oh my goodness.
See, like, I hate to say it, but I told you to stop. I told you we should go back in.
Well, guys, I definitely pushed my luck today. It was fun while it lasted. But this is not good. Probably leaving on a tow truck. Well, I'll see you guys in the next vlog and I'll probably give you guys an update there.